Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to the good, bad, and the ugly of the Falcons-Saints game in a moment. But here are the headlines before you head out. The 49ers beat the Panthers last night 20-9 on Monday Night Football. Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol, but Shedeur Sanders is expected to be the starting QB in the Browns' next game against the 49ers. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor says he anticipates Joe Burrow playing Thursday night against the Ravens. And the Hawks are back in action tonight in Washington, D.C. to take on the Wizards. Pre-game is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Now, you want to get back to stuffing or bluffing, the last one I left you with. The Minnesota Mashed Potato Plunge. This is where a church in Minnesota hosts an annual mashed potato plunge where participants jump into a giant inflatable pool filled with warm mashed potatoes to raise money for charity.
I asked you as soon as we went off air, I said, how many gallons of mashed potatoes is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that this is stuffing. I'm going to say this actually happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bo, what do you think?
Bluffing.
I'm going bluffing as well, but if this is not real, this needs to be a thing, because I would definitely do it.
Dylan is correct. It is not real, but we need to do this.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was trying to get a read. Yeah.
Bo was right, too.
I was coming up empty. That's why I tried to pry a little bit further to see if you'd let out a tell.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't.
Her tell was like when she read it the very first time.
What did I do?
You started to smile and like a little. You kind of almost was like, no. you got excited when you were doing it, and it was like almost like a last smile. And you masked it, but it was just a slight one, because you did it on the first one that was bluffing about. I think it was a left-handed one you did it on.
I needed more information. That's why I was like, hey, how many gallons is it?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I actually think Allie's tell came from when Mike just reiterated that he asked you how many gallons it was, and you said, I don't know. You gave a little smirk. It was just like a little smirk that I was like, nah, she's lying. It ain't real. She ain't lying. Are she lying?
Tell you what, I'm glad I've read your tell now, because now I'm gonna win all these games.
I would never, never succeed at poker. Has anyone watched the Squid Game, the challenge on Netflix?
I watched the first season. I haven't watched the second season.
The challenge?
The challenge, yeah.
The challenge, not the real one.
No, not the real. Yeah, I've watched the challenge.
In the second season, there's a guy that's a poker player, and he's won $6 million like playing poker. And it's like, why are you here?
Right.
Why are you here? It's only $4 million here.
He's probably like retired and is like, I'll just do this for fun. Yeah. What the heck?
This is a little bit off topic for now, but fits along with what we're talking about.
Okay.
Brandon Dorlus was speaking to Bo and Dave Archer after the game, and he's like, yeah, we had a stance tell on the tackle. I was like, shut up! Shut up! You don't ever say that! Of course! It's like playing a pitcher inside of your division in week one of the season and being like, yep, he was tipping the pitches. Okay, great. Now I know that I was tipping the pitches.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's absurd. I was like, why would you say that out loud, man? You're never supposed to say there was a stance tell. You just ride it until it stops.
In defense of Brandon Dorlus, I know it doesn't need defending, but in defense of him, I just think he was happy to be doing an interview with Arch and me after a win. Because literally the last two times he's done it, they've been losses. He did the interview in New England, and he did the interview in Berlin. And Berlin one, he wasn't even supposed to do, but things got moved around, so he did it. And as he's walking away, I was like, "Hey man, I'm just glad. I told you we get to do one after a win." He's like, "Right." He's such a good kid. He's so energetic.
I was so mad at him, dude.
He's actually. I'm glad you brought him up, because when we get to good Matt Nagle, he might be a part of mine.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about it, because there was a lot to like about Sunday's game. Obviously, the outcome, Falcons won over the Saints, but you guys have been going through the film, so let's start with the good. What have you seen that was good about Sunday's game?
Go ahead, Bo.
The young defensive players, and it starts with Brandon Dorlus, and it's really a season thing, but the young defensive players really stood up in this game, and I know that there's been a lot of back and forth on the draft pick, and we don't have our first round this year. And then last year, everybody was upset with Rook, and they basically everyone declared Rook and Brandon Dorlus bust after last season. Couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah,
because Rook has played. In fact, you had five sacks. Okay, you had five sacks Sunday. Do you know how many of those sacks came from a player that wasn't drafted in the last 2 years?
Trying to think back on the numbers. Of course, Pierce and Jalen, and I'd say none of them.
Bingo.
None of them.
You win nothing.
Thank
but
you.
Congratulations.
You had a tell.
Rook had – well, the stat sheet in front of you probably told you. Rook had one. Pierce had a sack and a half, which was kind of – he kind of got cheated on. He should have got a whole one, I feel like. Dorlus got a sack and a half, and Jalen got a sack.
The young
defensive players up front, and you said this, I think, yesterday, it's not just Jeff Ulbrich, but give Nate Oli a lot of blanking credit. And
Jacquees Smith.
Jacquees Smith as well. These guys – and the assistant of to those two position coaches as well. Their names slipped my mind, but I see one of them all the time and talk to them. But it's phenomenal. Brandon Dorlus might be your MVP on defense this year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because Zach Harrison's now down, and Zach Harrison's another guy.
He was strong, yeah.
Went down with, 4.5? But the fact that Brandon Dorlus has six sacks, and we were questioning whether he could play up front.
I want to go with inside zone for my good. We have barely run any of that. We've run duo out of shotgun. We haven't had any shotgun runs at all. There was multiple times you ran inside zone out of the shotgun this week, and we have got to have a shotgun run. It's one of the worst tells we have when we're in shotgun, we're throwing the ball. They ran shotgun inside zone with Bijan. They ran it with Tyler Allgeier. Both times you're breaking out for 6, 7, maybe even 8 yards. I thought it was a really nice wrinkle to throw into the game plan.
Yeah, Bijan ran the ball well.
Yeah, he did.
And you look at the stat, he only had 14 carries. Well, yeah, there's a reason, but he was very, very efficient and productive on those 14 carries.
I agree.
How about the bad? What was your bad for this game?
I'll start this one. Mine was time possession. It continues to be an issue, and we celebrate so much when the defense gets these fourth down stops and they're in the red zone, they're inside of the 10, and the snap goes over Taysom Hill's head. As much as it was not the offense's fault in the third quarter, it absolutely was the defense's fault that could not get off the field. And I start looking already at like next year's free agent class and looking at some of the money you'll have freed up, and I'm like, you've got to go sign some of these guys that can shed blocks on the interior and make plays at the line of scrimmage. We celebrate Divine Diablo so much, and we get done with the game, we're like, the Alford had this many tackles, and Divine Diablo, we've got to start seeing the interior defensive lineman numbers, not just on passing downs, but on rundowns, start to step up and put them in long yarded situations.
It feels like you're constantly in a NASCAR package up
yes.
front, which yeah. is the NASCAR package, if people don't really remember, it was made famous with the Giants first Super Bowl team with Eli Manning back in 2007. It was their pass rush package, and it would literally won them the Super Bowl, literally, because that was the way that they got in Tom Brady. They were in Tom Brady's face all night that night, and it really slowed down one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen. I mean, they only scored 14 points in that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what it feels like you're running every week. And it's a good point. Both of mine tie into what you just but my good, excuse me, my bad and my ugly both tie into your bad. But the first one will be my bad is third down efficiency. If you want me to pinpoint the number one thing I've had an issue with in the Zach Robinson offensive play calling era, it's third down efficiency. It's been bad for 2 years. It's never gotten better. It's had better weeks, but it's never gotten better overall. And 3 of 12, you can't win consistently and help your defense out going 3 of 12 every week or 25% every week.
I agree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then what was your ugly?
Well, let me, because that kind of still ties in. It's the second half start, Sally. It's not just offense. It is offense too. But like when you start a second half and you go 3 and out, it's awful. When you start a football game with 3 and outs, you're starting games really bad. You know, the whole everybody wants that, like the scripted plays and all that kind of stuff. Well, they don't work for us because we don't start games and we don't start halves very well. We go 3 and out seemingly to start after every kickoff when there hasn't been football played.
Yeah.
But on the backside, they ran 78 plays on Sunday. New Orleans did. 32 of them came in the first two drives of the second half. They ran 16 plays. Didn't score, you ran 3. You were backed up. I understand the play calling because you also had a backup left guard in there and backed up on your goal line. Then they ran another 16 plays and got a field goal out of it. They ran 32 plays to your 3. In fact, you had the ball for 3 plays in the third quarter.
Yeah, time possession for sure is a major thing. And I actually am going to go back to something that probably is a little bit has to do with that. But my ugly... And I grew frustrated with this, and I'm usually one of the guys that looks at these situations in the game, and I'm like, I kind of get it. But our penalties have gotten out of hand, especially in the offensive front here recently. You had 3 false starts to start the game. A couple of those were put on Elijah Wilkinson. I think Tegan Quatoriano also had one in a very bad spot.
That's right.
I don't think you had any this past week, but you've had a number of offensive holdings on the offensive line. Guys, we had 9 penalties for 82 yards. One of the hallmarks of this era of Atlanta football post Dan Quinn, like starting with Arthur Smith and really coming into what we've seen from Raheem Morris, is that this team doesn't really rank near the top of the NFL in terms of penalties. But man, the uptick recently has been maddening. The false starts, the holdings, the delay of games I think you've got 5 or 6 delay of games this year. It just cannot happen. And Dave Archer talks about it every time he gets on with us. He's like, we're not explosive enough to get behind the 8 ball and try to overcome a 2nd and 12. It has everything to do with it. I'm really getting to a point where that's my ugly this week because you cannot have 9 penalties for 82 yards against better football teams and think you're going to win the game on the road the way you did this past weekend.
Yeah, it's a spot on real quick. No one's going to say this because you had the one bad kickoff where DeMarco Helms, I don't know what the hell he was doing. He went and hit a blocker instead of hitting the guy with the football. But other than that, I thought the coverage team was phenomenal. Other than that, now it you can't say phenomenal as a whole because you had that one. But other than that one, Mike Ford played like his hair was on fire.
You want to talk about another penalty? I don't need Felipe Franks to get one more special teams penalty. I'm done with that, dude.
That is
the whole personal foul on sportsmanlike, whatever it is. You got, dude, stop worrying about your own self-vanity. Go down and cover a kick, make a tackle, and walk off the field. Yeah, I'm done with that.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you can weigh in on the good, bad, and the ugly at 9:29 at Morning Shift. Give us your thoughts on that. And this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Nalakia in Stonecrest. We're going to be getting ready for the Falcons-Jets game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler, cornhole, tent, chairs. Everyone's going to want to watch the game at your place, and someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nalakia in Stonecrest. We're not taking Thanksgiving weekend off. We're going to be there, so come meet us out there.
Working.
And coming up, it looks like Shador will get another start. We'll get into that when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.